The Epiphany season is now behind us. That particular season drew our attention to the scriptures focusing on Jesus' majesty, a glimpse of his divinity, affirmation in his baptism, and power of last week of his mountaintop experience. Today's gospel lesson has him back down on earth. Where suffering, affliction, temptation, he now is in the real world again. The first Sunday in Lent begins our six-week preparation for the festival of the resurrection. There are, however, a few things we must consider for the next 6 weeks if we're to capture the impact, the meaning, the power of the resurrection. Things like sin, death, temptation, repentance, crucifixion. Mark introduces us to our Lord's conflict with the spiritual forces of evil. Had Satan been successful, had Jesus given in to Satan's temptation, salvation would not be ours. You would not be sitting in these pews today. We would not have forgiveness. We would die in our sins, and evil forces would forever be victorious. Satan's whole purpose in tempting Jesus was to cross out the cross. But Jesus prevails because his face was set toward Jerusalem, as Scripture says, and he never wavered from that course. Jesus prevails, and how does he do that? By always obeying. What does it mean to be obedient? It is embracing the cross, which allows us to say no to Satan's subtle ways. Mark ties Jesus' temptation directly to his baptism. And just as the Israelites, in their experience of God leading them through the Red Sea, only to encounter trials and tests in the wilderness, Jesus, not even dried off from his baptism yet, is plunged into the wilderness. There's always a danger to pass over such a test or a text like today's, as it takes away, some think, the divinity of Jesus. The good news of the gospel text today, Jesus fully identifies with us. In Hebrews 4:15, we read, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with us in our weakness, but one who is in every respect tempted like we are, yet without sin." It is said that temptation is necessary to move toward Christian maturity. I don't believe that God dumps temptation our way, but I do believe he allows us to experience the real world. I do believe that temptation can be used by God to develop my dependence on him more. God promises to give us the grace to resist temptation. We define grace in many ways on God's unconditional love, but how about in this way? Undeserved divine assistance. Because that's what we need when we reach our own temptations. Martin Luther wrote, "To claim God's grace, we need to embrace the cross of Christ." This subject's come up before, but it's really, really important because it really separates us from those who think differently. There's a difference between the theology of the cross and a theology about the cross. A theology about the cross is a spectator's theology. We need to look at the cross and decide what it means for us. A person can know about the cross, they can know the story, but doesn't have that personal invasion of the cross in their life yet, but always found on the sidelines. I had religion when I was young. We hear it in that way. I went to church with my grandmother when I was really little. You hear that? I don't have to worship every Sunday. We hear that. I've paid my dues. We've heard that. Luther believed one does not get what Christ has to offer merely by knowing, by hearsay, about the cross. Rather, one must himself go through the cross. It's not an understanding of a ladder, climbing the ladder and getting more perfect to God, but it's going through a door. It's nothing we achieve. It's an invitation. Jesus himself said, "Anyone who follows must pick up their cross and follow me." It is only when we pick up our cross that we can withstand the temptation that Satan will present to us at any time. Notice Mark does not go into great detail about the temptation as Matthew and Luke do. Mark apparently felt it was enough for us to know that Jesus was tempted by Satan, just like we are. After all, what tempts me might not tempt you. Make no mistake, Satan knows what buttons to push. His whole purpose is to cut out the cross of Christ from our lives. Luther again wrote, "You cannot count personal pain or loss or disappointment as your cross. These, though they are hard, are things of the world. The cross of Christ calls us to bear those things which put us at risk because we claim Christ as our Lord." What risk? Spiritual risk. Satan wants to keep us as spectators instead of followers of Jesus Christ. Example, a man or woman who chooses not to go ahead with a wedding because their future mate will not worship with them. They have picked up their cross and followed Jesus. A person who will not compromise their Christian values and can face loss of job or a promotion or friends is in the midst of cross-bearing. Those who believe their life is a gift from God and live in gratitude and are intentional about sharing their life to further the kingdom have picked up their cross. When one is told that there is nothing more medically to do with their illness, and they continue to live their life in Jesus Christ and in his eternal promises, that's cross-bearing. When the devil is not bothering you, you are not bothering the devil. The closer our Christian walk, Satan will be after you a lot, like all the time. Whatever our temptation, you can be certain it is closely tied to the things we put before Christ. Whatever our temptation, you can be certain it is closely tied to those things we put before Christ. When tempted to give up or give in, hear Jesus' words. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Let me share what's going on with you and learn from me. For I am humble and gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now listen to his words here. "If anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for me and the gospel will save it. What good is it to gain the whole world and to lose your soul? Each week we pray the Lord's Prayer. That prayer offers us a way to deal with temptation. It shows us that temptation is not a choice between sin and no sin. It is a choice between sin and God's goodness. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. The powerful response to temptation is to choose something more powerful, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.